6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. We're in Central Time here in the Lone Star State, broadcasting over the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. You know, we're just looking at the entire situation. We got an interesting conversation with Brian and Chance last hour before Stephen Harkins came on and educated us a little bit about what's going on with North American Urban Spice here. 10% off, by the way, of OptiVita and North American Urban Spice products at the Power Mall. You want to take advantage of it because it's all about your health. That is it. I mean, you've got to stay healthy. We have been told last minute Myra Flores will join us tomorrow at 12:45 on the show because guess what she's doing? It isn't that she didn't want to come on. She is actually on the floor of the House voting right now. None of this proxy garbage. So her staff has contacted us and said she will be on tomorrow at 12:45. Got a lot of questions to ask, and if you have any to ask, just remember, she is a congresswoman. She is Mexican-born. She is being told to go back to Mexico. They are posting all sorts of sexual innuendos and hate mail. Her opponent, Democrat opponent, apparently has launched a huge amount of diatribe on social media that is all negative and defaming, and I'm just, you know, in shock about stuff like that. And apparently these people think they can get away with it just by name-calling. It's sad. But this is what they do in politics. I don't think it's going to help her opponent. I think it's going to make her opponent look worse. For those of you who are in the prep mode, we've got the non-GMO heirloom seed kits available from White Harvest Seeds at the Power Mall, in addition to 20% off The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We've had him on the show. And here's the thing. Given the fact that Deborah Birx, who is the doctor that was working with Fauci in the Trump administration, just came out with their own little self-confession book, basically said, yeah, we made it all up. How are you going to react to something like that when you find out all these people have been dumbed down? There's people out there still wearing masks. There's people out there still getting on social media and ridiculing people who won't wear a mask, who don't take the jab. You're going to kill your grandmother. We have been fed all this crap by Fauci and Birx. And now Birx admits in her new book, it's all a big lie. The whole thing was fabricated. We lied to the president. We made them believe that, oh, yeah, we can come up with a vaccine. The whole damn thing was already orchestrated. They were already working on the virus. She's admitted it. She admitted it was full steam ahead when that virus broke out of the lab and it was headed for America. They already knew what the consequences were going to be. They already knew what they were going to do. They already knew about the protocols. They already knew about remdesivir. They knew it was going to kill people. So nothing that you can say about Fauci or Birx is ever going to get my vote. And when they open their mouth and they make some sort of comment, nope. Fauci makes a comment, nope. Do just the opposite. This is what a lot of people I've talked to are doing. They don't trust them. In fact, they don't trust Big Pharma. They don't trust modern medicine. This is why we have the Power Mall. This is why we have people like Stephen Harkins online talking to us about stuff like this. Because it's educational and you need it. And you need to hear it more than one time. Which is why we have them on regularly, is because, like, I didn't know what hyssop was. I'm sure there's some of you listeners out there that knew, that could have called me up and educated me. But, hey, this is why we had Stephen on. He just educated me. So now, you know, you learn something new every day. And we never stop learning. That includes yours truly. We all make mistakes. That includes yours truly. The whole idea is trying to figure out how to survive this. All of what's going on around us, this Klaus Schwab thing, you will own nothing and be happy? Really? I don't think so. That's not the American way. You see, that's what's stopping the New World Order from taking over, is the fact that we, the people, are very strong-willed and we're not going anywhere. We do not like the idea of being told that we'll be happy even though we know nothing. We are achievers in this country. We are entrepreneurs in this country. We don't need state-sponsored garbage telling us what to do. As a matter of fact, all those people that live here, like Prince Harry, he gets in a UN speech and starts trashing the United States. And so now he's been taking a beating on social media. People calling him a useful idiot. Go home, little boy. Delivering his remarks during a UN summit on International Nelson Mandela Day, in which he lamented the horrific state of the world from the pandemic to Russian war in Ukraine. See, he's drunk the Kool-Aid. Prince Harry, you've drunk the Kool-Aid. Prince Harry, I think you need to go study Hegelian dialectic. Thank you, Brian, for that, by the way, bringing that up, Brian and Raytown. We have talked about Hegelian dialectic on here because, see, what they do is they have this solution. It's called the New World Order. But in order to get to the solution, they have to create problem after problem after problem so people will believe there's a savior. That's how it works. And then all of a sudden, here's the savior, and it's not Trump. Sorry. This video that we are including in your email blast has Joel Skousen. It's an hour-long video with Curtis Bowers. You need to watch this. Joel Skousen wrote the book, Strategic Relocation. If you don't have that book, I do have it. Trust me. He even said that Utah and Idaho no longer have 5 stars. There's no place that has 5 stars because every time there's a political shift in America and there's a rhino governor, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And see, we're just now finding out that George Soros has given $1 million to Beto O'Rourke, who's running against Greg Abbott for governor of Texas. Beto O'Rourke's the one that said, yeah, we're going to take away your AR-15s and your AK-47s. Wow. This is crazy stuff, folks. And these people do not realize that they are going to become useless when we get taken over by a foreign country. They're going to be the first to be eliminated. And they don't get it. They don't understand. Even China, TikTok, you remember that? Now they're laying off employees in America, UK, and EU as part of a global restructuring of their business model. Did you know? The video app is owned by Chinese parent company ByteDance. Meanwhile, in France, they've arrested a guy suspected of setting enormous fires, wildfires, in the country's southwest region. He's been detained as they try to fight these tinder dry pine forest fires in the Gironde region. That's really bad. You know Gironde? Gironde has a Barsac grape that makes an incredible wine out there. They don't import to the U.S. anymore, called Chateau d'Oisidane. And I'm telling you, for a gold color wine, this stuff is incredible. When I was waiting tables in a restaurant long ago, in a French restaurant, we used to serve Chateau d'Oisidane. It is from the Gironde region of France. And if you think that what happened in Sri Lanka is going nuts, and Dutch in the Netherlands is going nuts, people in Panama are rising up, blockading highways over a fuel and food crisis many believe was caused by the government. See, they're not dumb either. They get this. We get this. On Sunday, talks broke down between protesters and the Panamanian government. They'd offer to give them some financial aid to lower gas prices if they agreed to stop blockading the roads. However, you know, it's just not good enough. Any agreements that are being signed by grassroots protesters and union heads, according to some of the leaders out there, Luis Sanchez, leader of the Anadepo Civic Group, though an agreement was signed with the government, didn't feel it was binding. Signed under pressure, by the way. And the EU, countries in the EU are urged to cut their use of gas by 15% until March, with the target economy under scrutiny. And the target is going to become mandatory if Russia halts the supplies. They're going to have to shut off and stop using their gas. You see, this is going to make people very unhappy. So I find it very difficult that, given what we know about all the governments and everything else that is going on here and what they're trying to do and forcing all these immigrants to come into this country, they force them because they open the door and invite them in and tell them they're going to give them everything. They make promises they can't keep. And then the burden falls on we the people to have to A, put up with it, and B, support it, which we won't. We can't. We don't have the wherewithal. It's coming in too fast. It's like the movie Airplane. Stryker, you're flying too low. You know, that. You're coming in too fast. You got to do something. You got to cut this off. Well, they're not doing it. It's intentional. And in Indiana, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm fine. I wanted to find out about Molly James. I tried finding it with the website you gave, and I could not find it. The place to get ivermectin.
Ah, okay. Well, there is a, we have a doctor out there, and it's called mygotodoc.com. Mygotodoc.com.
I'm sure D-O-C. I did that, but, and then once you do that,
you have to
like
fill out a portal.
Oh, okay.
You have to fill out the portal like you're becoming a patient, because you have to be a patient in order to get treated. And Dr. Syed Haider will prescribe based on one of the three scenarios that you're showing him, that you're checking. If you want a preventative scenario, if you have a long COVID scenario, or if you're actively involved in COVID, if you email them through your portal and you tell them you're a Power Hour listener, he has guaranteed us here at the Power Hour, he will treat you if you have active COVID. And people are still getting it. People are still getting it, Ann. I have a guy that was going to come over from a lender to look at my Steel Sips projects to finance housing. And he said, oh, I went on a cruise last week, and I went, oh, no. Let me guess. You got COVID. Yeah. Did you get the jab? Did you get the jab? What? Did you get the clot shot? What? Did you get, oh, the vaccine? Yeah. I said, okay, that's why you got COVID. You know, I can't help it. You know, these people, they drank the Kool-Aid. I don't know what to tell people. And you can also, if you want other information, if you will email me at support@thepowerhour.com, I will give you another direct link to obtain ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zithromycin. You know, we have all those links, but I don't like sharing those things on the radio, obviously, because that draws unwanted attention from the federales, and we don't want that.
And you said it's support@thepowerhour.com?
That's correct, Ann, for sure. Yeah, we have several different sources that we talk to on occasion that have given us some leads as to where to get this, because here's the thing. If we look at this, Ann, and we treat it as a bioweapon, which is exactly what it was, and after hearing about Deborah Birx's book out there lying about all this, lying about the 6 feet, lying about the masks, lying about the 15 days to slow the spread, all this stuff they just made up out of thin air. And everybody fell for it because they all wanted a savior. And now all of a sudden we got a vaccine. You see, there's the Hegelian dialectic in motion. So we actually have to, knowing what we know, because Birx admitted in the book that she knew this was going to be full steam ahead. This virus was going to come in. It was going to hit this country. It was going to take it by storm. Nobody was going to be prepared. They were going to put out false protocols. They were going to tell everybody, go to the hospital, get put on ventilators and die and be given remdesivir, and they were going to get rich off Big Pharma. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. We've been lied to, and nobody is looking at Birx and Fauci and going, you treasoners, you need to be strung up. Nobody's saying it. But we all know, Ann. We all know this is going on. And the thing is that, you know, we have to treat this as if it's a bioweapon, and we have to be prepared, because all these variants out there, people, if they start feeling even the least bit weird, need to go to the protocols we know work, the ones the frontline doctors have been out there promoting that Big Pharma doesn't want any part of. So thanks so much for your call, because I'm sure there's probably at least 100 other listeners out there that need some clarification on it. We love you, and thanks so much for your call. I don't know if you knew this or not. Did you know there was an explosion and fire reported at Hoover Dam on Tuesday? I don't know if you knew that or not. See, when a transformer blows, you hear this loud boom. And, of course, then it caught fire. And then it was one of those A5 transformers. They're fairly large in size, which means, yeah, when they blow, they blow. There were no injuries to visitors or dam employees, and there's no risk to the power grid. The fire was extinguished about 30 minutes after the explosion, and they'll have to obviously fix it. Again, you know, we were talking about this video that we put out there with Joel Skousen and Curtis Bowers. We are all about sharing information. I watched this video this morning. Why am I not surprised at the stuff Joel Skousen was sharing? I wish I could go into detail hour long, but we just don't have that much time. You got to watch this video. If you have the ability to watch it, you need to watch it and take it to heart. Take it seriously because they talk about EMP. And for those of you, see, we have the ability. And he said, for what we give Pakistan in foreign aid, we could completely retrofit this country against electromagnetic pulse, and they're not doing it. And he said, like we've said on the show, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And people are not paying attention. And, you know, as long as we're on the subject of EMP, we have had some concern over the legitimacy of the EMP shield that we have been recommending, that it's nothing more than a glorified surge protector. Okay. I got to digress a little bit here. I have all of these in my cars, in my houses. We're going to stay running, I'm confident. And it's because when EMP, if you study electromagnetic pulse, now it doesn't necessarily have to come from a nuke. It can come from a solar flare. It can come from a coronal mass ejection. And if you study what happened in 1859 with the Carrington event, right? This was an EMP strike that literally was frying telegraph lines, because back then they had telegraph. And it seriously caused problems in the grid. Now, if you understand it, by going to empshield.com, and do this at your leisure. You don't have to just jump on there right now and ignore the broadcast. You just basically go to empshield.com. There is a library of stuff you can download. Now, I will say this. For those of you who, God bless you for doing your research. We all want you to do that. You've come up with some scenarios that you think are a little suspect. I understand as time passes, we have all become very untrusting of people and things. Politicians, we don't trust them at all. It's hard to trust the government, given what Deborah Birx just wrote in her book. Wow. They lied, and they admitted it. Her and Fauci lied. And because of this, I don't know, it's, you know, why would Birx put a book out like this right before the November 2022 election? Why would they do that? Why would she do that? And then admit they all lied about it. And now we're all just finding out that they lied about it. How can you trust a government that constantly lies to you? You know, and on the protocols, 6 feet apart, really? Oh, yeah, you'll kill grandma if you go over there if you don't get the jab. Really? And grandma went and got the jab. Now grandma's got COVID and you're going to go over there and expose your... I mean, see, none of this makes any sense. The whole idea was to keep us in a state of confusion. That's what it's all about. And not only are they lying about us, the border crossings, as they are surging, and we talked about that last hour, the Biden administration is hiding data on the number of illegal aliens that are dying as they try to get into the United States. The Tucson sector in Arizona has been the most deadly sector, as the river and the summer heat are claiming the most lives, and they're letting smugglers are leaving the injured and sick aliens to die. So, I mean, literally. And then 53 dead in a tractor trailer unit. And the administration says nothing. Oh, well, don't worry. Another million people will come in this year. It's nuts. We the people need to rise up and start thinking outside the box here. We need to start holding our elected officials accountable. I found out through some of my training in Texas, because I'm a supporter of Texas seceding from the Union, you have to make contact with the elected officials. And email is the worst because it likely ends up in your spam folder. Phone calls, second worst. Handwritten letters, they get read every time. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dave. I hope you're doing good. Well, do you know there's a looming train worker strike coming up real soon?
And we've heard.
Biden signed an executive order giving him 60 days to negotiate. Lyndon Baines Johnson did the same damn thing back in 64. It's kind of like a repeat. Now, everything's a repeat, it seems. But Hegelian dialect. Huh?
Yeah, Hegelian dialectic. Yeah, didn't Truman do that as well? Isn't that the Taft-Hartley Act? Is that what that is?
I'm not certain what they're citing as the act, but it was signed the other day by Biden.
Yeah.
And then I think you really got something on your plate for tomorrow if Flores shows up to speak with you. Did you see where she signed when it went along with the amendment to the Pentagon NDAA renewal coming up in the fall?
I did, and we're going to ask her about that.
Man, it's serious. There are so many.
It is.
So many visas available to circumvent the migration into this country by other than European people, really. And
right.
She went along with it.
Do you know? I have a copy of H.R. 4350, calendar number 144, sitting in front of me right now. This is the NDAA. Do you know how long this bill is? 3,268 pages. How do you read this stuff? How do you get through all that stuff and then bring it to the floor? I'm going to have to ask her that question, Kevin. If you want to stay on the phone, we'd be glad to engage in conversation after the break, but we are coming up to the break, so we got to do that. And then we'll be back. If you want to hang on the phone, that'd be great. We'd love to continue our conversation. We'll be back here on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, July 20th, 2022 in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Hey, did you know that the Florida Supreme Court has agreed to impanel a statewide grand jury in response to a petition filed by Governor Ron DeSantis to investigate immigration-related criminal offenses, including child endangerment? They are really starting to crack down in the state of Florida. And a federal court has also granted a request by Missouri and Louisiana officials to obtain information and documents from top-ranking officials in the Biden administration over its alleged collusion with social media giants in an effort to censor and suppress free speech. Kevin from Ohio has been holding on the phone. We're through the break. We're back. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Just to continue with that subject, is that there are so many of these E2, B1, B2 visas out there, and it'll really benefit the Fortune 500 companies, but decimating our own American graduate students. To go into debt, to go to college, and then no jobs available. They're being taken by these big companies. Influx of these people, and many of these people, these Indians, they live up to 6-7 people in a room, send all their money back to India, and then go back to India and live like kings. Just an extremely interesting article through Breitbart, and it's really eye-opening and disheartening.
And
Like that guy, I think in that earlier caller saying, we're just not going to get out of here clean, using that Hegelian dialect. And so thank you very much, Dave, for letting me talk with you today.
And, God bless you, sir. I appreciate your phone call. It's always nice to hear from you. And, see, this is what it's all about. They try to stifle free speech. That's what this program is about, because it gives you an opportunity to voice your opinion, and it does matter. People don't think that their vote matters, that their opinion doesn't matter. We've had people come on, like on the show yesterday. We had, Trentis Evans come on. He's being persecuted by the federal government right now because he was there on January 6th. And he says, we can't vote with our, the vote doesn't matter. We can't regain power and control. Well, the thing is we have our community. We got our local state. There's ways of, making a difference. And we know that everybody that listens to the show comes away with some sort of solution, and we appreciate you taking it to the next level. So there you have it. Now, here we go with the Senate Democrats divided over the House Democrats' plan to expand. They want to pack the court again. They want to pack the court again, like that's going to matter. Because, see, the Biden administration, if they can put more Democrats on there, that means that they can change the law again. And if it doesn't work that way, then what you do is you rule by executive fiat, which is exactly what Biden is doing. Considering declaring an emergency, a national emergency, over abortion pills. Kid, they just won't leave it alone. Yeah, they just won't leave it alone. And now climate change. That too. Advertising agencies, of course, wield great power over public opinion, and prosecutors are increasingly starting to look at PR firms' roles in cases where corporations are accused of serious malfeasance or fraud. Hundreds of climate-related court cases are now looking at the role advertising firms played in what we call greenwashing. And, of course, McKinsey & Company, a management consultancy firm, paid $573 million to settle a case in which they were accused of complicity by giving marketing advice to manufacturers of opiates, which have killed more than 500,000 people. And so Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey sued Publicis Health, accusing the company of collecting more than $50 million in exchange for marketing schemes to get doctors to prescribe Purdue's opioids to more patients in higher doses for longer periods of time. Publicis tried to have the case dismissed but failed. Aside from hiring big ad companies to push their wares, drug companies keep the truth from being known through the use of fact checkers. Gotta love those fact checkers. You gotta read 15 different things to sift through the propaganda, but what we do know works is when people are healthy and their brains are functioning properly, they can sift through the BS. And that's what they're doing, especially our listeners here in the Power Hour. We have some very smart listeners. And the phone number for you smart ones calling, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in. We got time left on the clock. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill to codify same-sex marriage into law. Yep, the Democrat-controlled lower house passed the Respect for Marriage Act, H.R. 8404. A bill that codifies same-sex marriage into U.S. law with a party line 267 to 157 vote. Ah, now wait a minute. It says bipartisan. 47 House Republicans backed the bill. The bill now heads to the Senate where 10 Republican votes are needed to overcome the filibuster threshold. See, you know the Obergefell decision. Well, because Clarence Thomas mentioned something about same-sex in the Obergefell decision about being able to have Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve getting married, and now the lawsuits involving baking cakes for same-sex marriage couples. Well, I don't want to because of my Christian principles. Well, the Supreme Court has ruled they can't sue to get the cake baker to bake the cake. So you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You're going to have to go to somebody that's willing to bake you a cake. In the meantime, in the state of Maryland, Maryland Delegate Dan Cox has smoked Governor Larry Hogan's choice, Kelly Schultz, in the Maryland GOP primary. And, of course, for those of you who live in Rhode Island, is it a blue state? You ready for this one? Oh, you're going to love this. You always have to have a little bit of humor. And, of course, you remember the, was it Rhode Island? Was she running for Senate in Rhode Island, the one that was twerking, that put the thong on and was twerking upside down on camera at the beach? That was a strip club in Providence, Rhode Island, was recently robbed of a huge amount of cash, most of it in dollar bills. I know you should get a chuckle out of that. Cadillac Lounge manager Ed Amandi explained he had the money out. He was counting it prior to opening hours. When the incident occurred, according to CBS Boston, a man entered and pointed a gun at his head, telling him this is a robbery. The suspect allegedly snatched $3,500 out of Amandi's hands, all in singles. He also demanded he open a safe holding $22,000 in $1 bills. He took all the ones. I could hear him stacking them into the big bag he had, Amandi recalled, adding, obviously you knew we had a lot of money in there. According to reports, Jonte Good now faces a charge of armed robbery, and law enforcement said he had a mask on during the incident. Yeah. It was an inside job. He's an employee of the establishment. Oh, the desperation of some people. Dollar bills. I mean, what's he going to do? How many lap dances can you buy with $22,000? I got to look at all the angles on this thing. And my analytical mind is just like, go. Yeah. Okay. Now, we told you about George Soros giving $1 million to help Beto O'Rourke unseat Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Yeah, we're not going to turn Texas purple, not with as many people want to secede. The Texit numbers right now showing 66% of voters out there who were asked if Texas could secede from the union, would you go along with it? Not yes, but hell yes. We'd be its own independent state. Amazing, isn't it, how that works? Wow. So they think that they're going to get away with unseating Abbott. You know, see, Abbott, like O'Rourke, is part of the problem. Because Abbott is all part of the rank and file that's letting all of these people come across the border. The last time we checked, the state of Texas got $54 million in donations, $153-something from one donor. And the fence that we were told by Jonathan, who we had on the show, he's an attorney, Jonathan Houlihan, as well as Sam from the Patriot Militia, both of them said it was 6-foot-high chain-link fence. They cut through it like butter. Is this where the millions of dollars went? Wow. Nobody's questioning this? So you got to wonder, all of these people are contributing. They're part of the problem, not the solution. And here's the thing you got to ask yourself, because there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, this is never going to happen. I don't know. The more that our federal government starts stealing money from Texas taxpayers as well as other states, how long do you think it's going to take before we, the people in each state of the union, say they've had enough and we're not going to do this? And you're facing the New World Order as part of this. You'll own nothing and be happy? You really think that Texans are going to go for that? I can tell you right now, our governor, see, they got it all cushy, Patrick and Dan Patrick, yeah, they're well-meaning. But when it comes to, hey, why don't you let the people of Texas decide whether or not they want independence? And I mean, really independence? It's not the Alamo. It's not Sam Houston anymore. It's, you know, not 1836 so much. It's history. But, you know, if you were asked whether you had an opportunity, let's say that you were already living in a state like Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, Missouri. Let's say you were living in a state already that was independent, and somebody invited you to join the federal United States, given what's going on in Washington right now. Would you give up your independence to join the 50 states, knowing what's going on right now, if you were already an independent nation? I think you've got the answer to that question already. You already know what I just said. It's true. You would not give up your independence. Americans love their freedom. Huh. Nessie, I rest my case. Now you got to convince all your elected officials, hey, there is a way to stop this. It's called the 10th Amendment. And each one of your states probably has some sort of enabling clause in there that allows you to move away from the federal government. Well, there's a solution, possibly. And you got all this tit for tat going on between Beto O'Rourke and Greg Abbott. Tit for tat, tit for tat, tit for tat. It's happening in every state. Trump comes in, endorses somebody, he wins. Tit for tat, tit for tat, tit for tat. It's the political pendulum swinging back and forth and back and forth. And there's a new survey out, speaking of why TikTok is laying off employees all over the place. Almost 60% of Americans believe the Chinese-owned short video app TikTok should be removed from app stores after revelations American user data has been repeatedly accessed in China. Convention of States Action and Trafalgar Group, 58.6% of respondents say they supported evidence to get TikTok off the app stores. Well, you don't think that Facebook's not got its fingers in the pie? Oh, yeah, they do. Told you about that yesterday with all the medical reports. That's pretty scary. Guess who else woke is losing subscribers? What's the saying that I got to be polite about this. I can't use certain four-letter words on the radio because we are carried, so I'll use the Mexican version. Remember George C. Scott played the role of General Patton? Patton used the saying, caca through a goose. Well, Netflix is lost a million subscribers, the largest loss of customers in company history. Yep, people are going through Netflix like caca through a goose, to quote Patton, using the clean version. The far left-wing streamer revealed it's lost close to a million subscribers, and I wonder why that is. Shares of Netflix still jumped more than 10% in after-hours trading because the bad news wasn't half as bad as investors had expected. Wow. See, people are still loose with their money. Rather than just pull out of Netflix and go somewhere else, you got to wonder about these investors and how woke they are. Somebody's going to have to get a conscience at some point, because if the Klaus Schwab mentality holds true, all these investors, they're going to own nothing, and they're not going to be happy. So think about that. Unless it's Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street that are the investors we're talking about, then they're all part of it. Under the science and technology category of our email blast we're going to be sending you, New York University Center for Human Rights and Global Justice has issued a chilling warning about the potential dangers to human rights posed by the push for digital identity. Here's the quote, paving a digital road to hell. The report examines the role of the World Bank and other international networks which have been promoting the use of digital ID in recent years. Pro-Trump tech mogul is saying Silicon Valley is shunning Pentagon to keep deals afloat in China. Oculus founder Palmer Luckey accused U.S. technology companies at a tech conference last week of shying away from working with the U.S. military because they fear losing access to the Chinese market. This is exactly the same thing that's on the video we're going to share with you with Joel Skousen. Because basically what he said, that the U.S. government and China and everybody else wants to do is decapitate the U.S. military. Because if we don't have a military, does it make us easier to take over? Look what they're doing. You don't take the jab, you're out of the military. So now, all of a sudden, our ranks have been depleted. Now, I'm an ex-vet. I get that. We have principled veterans that are now ex-veterans because they chose to do the right thing. They put in for a religious exemption. It was denied. In fact, the majority of them were denied. And so they said, well, we're not taking the jab because we think there's something nefarious going on. And the military said, fine, you're excused. Did they still raise their hand and take that same oath I did to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Huh. I think they did. What do you think? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok are negatively impacting users' finances, as well as causing nearly half of Generation Z and millennials to feel unhappy about their financial situation, according to a recent study. More than one in three U.S. adults who have social media, 34%, say they felt negatively about their finances after seeing other users' posts, according to a new poll by Bankrate. Well, duh. If you're going to hang out and get lambasted on all of these social media platforms, can I ask a simple question? And you can answer this yourself. If you hang out on social media, do you deserve what you get? We have biblical passages out there to back that up. Ye shall know them by their fruits. You are known by the people you associate with. We've also got a report from Tufts University, which found just 6.8% of over 55,000 people studied had good cardiometabolic health in 2018, showing a striking reduction in health from the data gathered in 1999. This is why we have the Power Mall, folks. And they're warning people about not eating lab-grown meat and soy-based products, which are not sustainable and have questionable nutrient value. You'll want to read that article, probably. And there's also another study out adding to the growing body of evidence suggesting mask mandates are ineffective. Should the question be then, should you share this with your family members who insist on you wearing a mask if you're going to come around? Or is it even worth your time and trouble because they're so damn woke they won't listen? Ye shall know them by their fruits. They're going to bring about, remember that thing about the thing I fearest the most hath cometh upon me? It has come unto me. Remember that? There's a biblical quotation, I was just paraphrasing it. But literally, I mean, you reap what you sow. And there's an article on here, what it would mean for Biden to declare a national climate emergency. We're already, I mean, they're all pushing for him to do this. And it appears the White House is seriously considering the move, but of course they like to shoot first and ask questions later. A formal declaration would open up new possibilities for unilateral action by the executive branch to combat climate change, including halting U.S. exports of crude oil and halting offshore drilling. Biden could even redirect military funding to the construction of renewable energy projects, much as former President Donald Trump diverted more than $18 billion in Pentagon funding to build a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico and impose trade penalties on countries that permit deforestation, such as the destruction of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. Have you been there? Do you know if it's even being destroyed? Better do some research on that. We're hearing reports to the contrary. I did some research today and I found an article. 15 raised bed garden design ideas. Believe you me, I'm looking into it. I'm using my SIPS panels to make the planters. And I'm going to enclose the planters in the usual covering so we can do raised bed gardening indoors. Control the temperature, control the water, all that good stuff. Yep. It's a 10 by 20. It's basically 2 4-foot wide, 20-foot long beds with a 2-foot walkway in between so you can wheel stuff in there and bring stuff in, pull a wheelbarrow through it, and do what you need to do, or at least, you know, on some sort of a roller. And they're working on that today, by the way, getting the bed ready to go. So I thought you might like that since I've been doing some research in it. I thought I would share it with you because it's all about solutions. Deborah Birx admits she deceived Trump to push the COVID measures. There's an article on that because I didn't want you to just walk away with just my wording. Cracks appear at the NIH, FDA, and CDC as scientists and doctors regret bad science. Oh, now because Birx came out with this, all the doctors now are saying there's, you know, people getting bad advice and we can't say anything. Ooh. And, of course, the article about how Pfizer profited from the pandemic, that's in there, too. And how the CDC has stopped reporting COVID-19 levels on cruise ships, saying the companies can handle their own rule. And, of course, David Martin's bioweapons video, will 100 million die from the COVID vax by 2028? You really should watch that, too. It'll give you some heads up on what's going on. Under cancel culture, there is a content creator, a writer, musician, Eric July, or Julie, adding a new feather to his cap, comic book creator, launching his first comic book, Isom Number 1, through publishing company Ripaverse on Monday. Been a smashing hit, brought more than 1.7 million in pre-orders in the first 4 days. 19,000 people have pre-ordered the book, but not everyone's happening about it. It's an anti-woke comic book. It defies cancel culture. It attacks the woke. And, of course, the woke don't like it. Also, if you are giving your pet the popular flea collar Seresto, yeah, you might want to think twice. Got an article on about dogs dropping dead. Maybe you should rethink about buying that product. All sorts of interesting things to be had on the email blast. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. Hopefully, we will get Mayor Flores, our congresswoman from Texas, on the show. In the meantime, stay safe, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.